Greetings, this is James Gillen at As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on ESETI Stargate. We've got a great show. I want to let people know that I want to mention that ESETI is now open, and last night's Skywatch was phenomenal. We had multiple ships that appeared. There was power-ups, extreme flashes of light, you know, right over our heads, you know, with a great group of people. We have a great group of people out there right now. Our annual Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference is scheduled for July 15th through the 18th. That'll be going up on the website pretty quick, and we have an awesome lineup for that. And we're also looking for volunteers, so go to our website, eseti.org, and fill out the application, and there's a few other things I'm waiting now. Also, too, I wanted to say, if any videos get deleted from YouTube, you can find us on the following platforms. So be sure to follow us on Gab TV and Gab Social at ESETI Official. And that's a just go to Gab and you'll find it. ESETI Official is it's gab.com ESETI Official / ESETI Official. On Rumble, just search for channel ESETI Official and be sure to subscribe. You can also watch all live show on eseti.org under As You Wish Talk Radio live tab. So that's on our website. And you can keep an update with all things ESETI over Telegram as well. So the official and ESETI official chat is where to go. And also, too, we have a newsletter, and that's on eseti.org. So sign up for the newsletter, and we'll let you know what's the latest going on and what's happening through the newsletter. So under heavy fire, folks, and that's just the way it is right now. It won't be going on for too much longer. And so now for the news, and this is pretty crazy what's going on. So Fox News with Tucker Carlson just nailed Fauci and Gates to the wall. Basically, their own head of research at Wuhan Labs admitted creating the COVID-19, which is not natural. The head researchers at Wuhan Lab in China publicly thanked Fauci for funding the gain-of-function research. This is not just a bombshell, it's a nuke. You cannot patent a natural virus. It was created in a lab by combining variants from bats, fish, humans, etc., much like the recent swine flu. Guess what, folks? These things come out of a lab, and just follow the money to find out who's creating them. And it's all called gain-of-function research, and it was funded by Fauci and Gates, both known and admitted eugenicists who've been very vocal about the need for population control. This is lockstep with the cabal or global elite's plans for as much as 80% of the population reduction. Bill Gates' own words, the vaccine will be the means to reduce the population. See his TED Talk interviews. You really need to watch those interviews. He just blatantly says it, you know, we're going to use the vaccines to solve the population program. So anyway, after the vaccine, men are becoming sterile, women are having miscarriages, ejecting their uterus, some are becoming paralyzed, dropping dead on the spot, or within a couple of weeks after the ejection. And now doctors are dying who public vaxxers. Doctors of integrity are now refusing to treat those who got the jab due to protecting their own staff from shedding. In other words, the vaccine is now making super spreaders of those who in ignorance participated in the experiment. These are all top scientists that are coming out with this, you know, the best of the best. So this isn't just hearsay or conspiracy. Now, the Texas Senate, after hearing the testimony of how the animal testing was stopped because they all died, has come to the conclusion that humans are now guinea pigs in what, according to testimony, can have crippling or deadly consequences. They passed a law stating the jab is not mandatory. I like that saying, dead ferrets don't lie. You know, the ferrets did not do well in the testing. Matter of fact, try to find a live one and you can't. So Rand Paul has also called out Fauci and Gates for funding the Wuhan labs, where again, their top researchers stated clearly Fauci was directly responsible for the funding of the gain of function research. Turning COVID into a bioweapon was funded by Fauci, Gates, subsidiaries, and the NIH. Other agencies went along with the program. The directors at Wuhan Lab and NIH have been questioned, and they're singing like canaries. So their servers have been confiscated by the military. It either got away from them, or the evidence is mounting that it was intentionally released, resulting in global economic disaster, the destruction of small businesses, serious illness and death, holding the people hostage in a draconian lockdown, all of which fits into the plan of the global elite. You really need to know this plan. And when you hear the plan, you'll understand what's going on. So here's the plan. This is straight out of their handbook, the Cabal Global Elite Deep State Agenda, in their own words. So in the future, this is not me saying this, this is them saying this. I want to make that very clear. In the future, it will be a question of how to reduce the population. We will find something or cause it, a pandemic that targets certain people, a real economic crisis or not, a virus that will affect the old and the elderly. It does not matter. The weak and ignorant will succumb. What does that sound like? Now, they also said the stupid will believe and will ask to be treated. We will have taken care of having planned the treatment, a treatment that will be the solution. Population control is what they're talking about. Now, they're saying the selection of idiots will therefore be done by itself. They will go to the slaughterhouse alone. Basically, they're saying they're going to march themselves to the slaughterhouse. In other words, they will self-righteously march themselves, their families, and shame others into following them to the slaughterhouse. This includes the virtue signaling and shaming for not wearing masks. Those are my words. So I had to add that in there. Now, concerning the issue of masks, Stanford research has found that masks are useless to protect against a virus. It actually is written on the box, will not protect against coronavirus. I mean, I don't know how more obvious you need to get. You can't miss that. In fact, the loss of oxygen and high carbon dioxide levels create organ and brain damage. They reinfect the body with pathogens discarded by the body that are re-inhaled, not to mention other carcinogens and nanotech found on the mass. Fauci himself wrote a paper on how most people died from secondary pneumonia during the Spanish flu from wearing masks. And masks fit right into their depopulation agenda. And so basically, you know, when I go to stores, I hate the mask. I know what it does. I know all about it. And I've been getting attacked by the mask Nazis and the other people. And I tell them Hitler would be proud and they need to do the research and, you know, stop with the virtue signaling. You know, you're just establishing your ignorance and your character. But anyway, that being said, we really need to get away from this. Now, these same folks own the patent on COVID-19 and the test kits, which show a 95% false positive. This ensures the sales of their experimental, sometimes deadly or crippling gene therapy they call vaccines, upon which they're making billions. So these vaccines, again, which in truth are experimental gene-altering therapies, are unsanctioned by the FDA. If you die from the vaccines, your life insurance is no good because you're a willing participant in an experimental gene therapy. In other words, you did it by your own volition. This is not a myth. Our lawyers researched it. It's real. A lot of people are trying to say this is false news. It isn't. Anyway, a jab does not make you immune. It makes you more susceptible to other virus and will most likely create a deadly cytokine storm the next time you get infected. You still have to social distance and wear a mask. So where's the benefit? You know, there's no benefit in getting that shot, you know, so, or that jab. So all for a virus that has a 99.9% survival rate, does not affect children, many of which have tested positive, are asymptomatic. They're showing no symptoms. It doesn't even affect them. So anyway, so 1,500 people who tested positive for the COVID, and recently, those certified have died from the COVID were tested by 5 major universities. No one had COVID. They all had influenza A and B. Massive lawsuits by researchers, scientists, international doctors are now in play against the CDC and the WHO other agencies as well, both of which cannot produce an isolate. You know, all they have to do is produce an isolate to prove it's real, and bingo, you know, suit's over. They can't do it. They've come up empty. So reason this, how can you make a vaccine without an isolate? And with all those fictitious dead bodies reportedly stacked up behind hospitals and refrigerator trucks, how come they can't find an isolate? They can't find a body with COVID, you know? And I'm not saying COVID doesn't exist. I'm just reporting the facts. You can figure that one out for yourself. So for the critically thinking and research impaired, let us spell this out. You're lining up in droves to be a human guinea pig for an experimental gene therapy and operating system with nanotechnology that can be controlled by outside frequencies. Congratulations, you're a programmable transhuman robot. It is not approved by the FDA. Once injected into your body, side effects worldwide are being reported from sterilization, miscarriages, paralysis, and death. And the numbers are coming in very high. They're trying to suppress these numbers, but, you know, the real pandemic is from the jab anyway. So this is all out of fear of a virus that may or may not exist, has already run its course if it ever existed, and in most cases is less than a mild cold with a 99.9% survival rate, despite the hype and the deception from the mainstream media. Like even the elderly, you know, people above 80, you know, it's like a 98 point something percent. So anyway, you know, this whole thing has just been hyped out for another agenda. Now, the real epidemic is fear spread by deceitful politicians and lame-free media, all with their hands in the cookie jar. You know, they're all taking a lot of money from the very people that have created this mess. It's a psyop. It's a cyber and bio warfare attack on America, and anyone involved needs to be held accountable. There are rules of engagement for these type of people, and anyway, we'll go further into that. The second epidemic is the ignorance of the critical thinking and research impaired, the chaff, and it will be, you know, and it very well may be the end of their demise, basically. It's sad, you know, but they've chosen not to listen. You know, all the evidence is in. They've chosen not to do the research. They lack critical thinking, and who knows, maybe this is Darwin's theory of evolution, or I'm trying to think of there's a name for that. Anyway, I'll come up with it again. But, you know, and this is what really bothers me most. Some parents are signing up innocent children, which to me is total fail in parenthood. You might as well join the Morlocks. You know, if you don't know who Morlocks are, watch The Time Machine, you know, but that's basically what we're doing. You know, we're the children's guardians. It's our job to protect them. According to statistics, COVID doesn't even affect the children. According to all legitimate research, the masks and the jabs are doing more physical and psychological damage than the disease. And this is all scientific evidence by the best of the best in the field. And forcing your children to wear a mask is detrimental. And that's another fail in parenting. And this is all with the promise of getting back to normal, going to that ball game or social gathering, which has priority over life itself. And so we need to get our priorities in order. Now, again, this is not conspiracy. This is hitting mainstream news. The few courageous reporters with integrity that still have a conscience are covering this. They're not the talking heads for the global elite and the CCP or Communist China Party. These courageous reporters have had the courage to cover the real science and agenda playing out for all to see. They're finally catching up with the citizen journalists that have been covering this for a long time. The global elite and the CCP own the majority of the mainstream media and our politicians, Biden family included. We all know that. That's a given. We'd be remiss if we did not also cover social media, which has done everything to censor top international scientists, physicists, and doctors warning us of the crippling and deadly effects of the jab. So social media is pushing these deadly jabs through fear and deceptive fact-checking on the global population. They are complicit in these depopulation programs and crimes against humanity. Yes, this means you, Twitter, FaceTube, googly-eyed social media monsters. Your fact checkers where facts, science, and truth do not meet your community standard or guidelines. So anyway, these guidelines are lockstep with the globalist agenda to play God as socialist genocidal dictators. And that's basically what's going on. And if you want to go live in a socialist dictator country, you know, Venezuela, there's a few others you want to go check out and see how that works out for you. See what happens when you say, I don't agree, you know. Now we're also going to talk about a little bit, I'm not going to go on too much, but this also included the facts concerning election fraud, which are coming out despite their efforts. No matter how many files they erase, no matter how many fake ballots they claim are real, that evidence is already in. It's already been secured by the military. And, you know, for those who are upset about that, you know, Trump won, period. Get over it. I mean, this is what the numbers are saying, and won big. And the military has all this evidence, which is why we'll cover that and why some people are locked out of the military. But you might want to look up the words complicit, sedition, and treason, and also get a copy of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Article 1 is a quick read. You'll have plenty of time to read soon in your next vacation to a warm and sunny place, though space is limited, that rhymes with Gitmo. So it's not long. I mean, these people do not have long for what they're doing. They are major players in this agenda. So this very well may be our last show on social media. I know people are just shaking their heads going, oh my God, you know, he's toast, you know, for saying this, but we've made adjustments for that. So anyway, spread this far and wide. We refuse to stand by and ignore the pain and suffering inflicted by these heart and soul challenged people, especially concerning the children. This is another topic that will end your citizen journalist career. Yes, satanic Luciferian child sacrifice in Israel, along with child sex trafficking and organ harvesting without the agreement of the donor. Research adrenochrome. Research the dumps of the deep underground tunnels that are being cleaned out. You know, seasoned SEAL team guys are going down there and coming back with PTSD, you know. And after what they saw, it just basically crippled them almost. It is, they can't live with what they saw. They can't believe that humans would do that to humans. And they're starting to realize that a lot of this isn't humans. And these are non-human influences and unseen negative influences that are at play here. And people that have sold their souls to another deity, which is pretty much the opposite of the big cheese creator, whatever you want to call them. Anyway, so these activities are replete throughout Hollywood, which is why they're on the attack of anybody covering this information. The music industry, and used to bribe and blackmail politicians. So they have the dirt on all these politicians, and they also, and the Hollywood elite and these other guys, and they just say, okay, well, we're just going to take away your adrenochrome and watch you age rapidly because you're no longer playing ball. And that's going on, but that's coming to an end too. So your integrity challenged social media platforms are on the way out. They're not going to be around too much longer, so you might as well start looking for other alternatives. And don't worry, something even better will take their place. Very soon, I might add, there's some new platforms coming out and new things coming out and a whole new network that's going to blow your mind. And they will not be part of it. So when they delete your channel for telling the truth, they delete whatever was left of their soul, and it will have consequences, especially those close and working with or on behalf of the creator, where karma comes swiftly. So watch what comes next. Some big surprises are in the works for these people, and I'm not going to say any more about that. Just keep an eye on it, and you'll see things happening. So we will enjoy their light review when they stand before a council of light and have to explain themselves. They may have control over technology, but they don't have control over the soul, and the souls everywhere are being activated. People globally are rising up, realizing who they really are, along with how and what the censors and enslavers have done. So there's massive protests now around the world And I mean, it's massive. It's huge, but you're not seeing it. It's like it never happened, but it is happening. And so do your research on that. You know, look up the protests happening around the world. They are big. They are government toppling protests that are happening around the world. So it's the Great Awakening. It's on. And we really have to ask ourselves, why is this not being televised? And what else are they not telling us? You know, why is the corporate-owned mainstream media keeping this from us? You know, how do you tell when they're lying? You know, their lips are moving, basically. So anyway, to avoid being thrown into the category of fear porn and misinformation, everything we have said is backed by legitimate science, the best of the best researchers, scientists, physicists, and doctors. In every crime, follow the money, see who's the perpetrator, who created the virus, who owns the patent on the virus, who owns the patent on the test kits, the gene-modifying operating system jabs, which hack your RNA, causing irreparable damage. Again, these are not vaccines. And no, there's an issue of shedding the protein spikes that are causing people who choose not to participate to come down with the same adverse reactions. You know, people that just want to live a natural life are being affected by this. And I side with the people that want to go natural. They're not the ones interfering or trespassing. So anyway, the good news is there is a way out, and those who are not critically and research impaired can find it. Doctors of integrity are finding ways to reverse the damage, boost your immune system, and are putting their careers and lives in jeopardy by bringing this information out. We cannot give medical advice, therefore we'll advise you to do your own research. Oh, look, we're surrounded by pines here. I wonder, isn't that where cerumen comes from? You know, did someone say nanosoma? What about high doses of vitamin D and C? This is definitely not medical advice. We're just asking for a friend. So it's time to swallow the bitter pill. Many doctors are not healers. They're drug pushers trained by Big Pharma. They promote harmful drugs, the jabs, breaking the Hippocratic Oath, doing severe harm to their patients. They are integrity-challenged businessmen. Find a doctor of impeccable integrity that honors their oath, which will research the highest and best treatment for any given situation. There's a lot of them out there. So do your research on these people. Talk to others. And all those involved in these crimes against humanity are going to be held accountable. And I think most of them are going to be held accountable in this life and very soon. And anybody that makes the jab mandatory is liable. Basically, the federal protection does not include secondary administrators. So you might want to think about that if you're going to try to force people to take the jab. Whatever happens is on your plate, both karmically and legally. So you might want to think about forcing people to wear masks and take the jab and how that might just affect you, your business, and the people that work for you. So anyway, as in the past, karma works, and there are forces at play now beyond their imagination. The hammer is coming down. This includes the global elite, the CCP, politicians, businessmen, the talking heads in the mainstream media, all who have been involved in these crimes against humanity. Once the military is done with their arrests and investigations, there'll be a whole new system of government. The White House will be no more. Forget about the White House as being the seat of power for the U.S. I would start looking towards Florida, you know, now to the summer White House. But anyway, many politicians will disappear. Much of what you're seeing now is theater to educate the masses, many of which are just, you know, could not handle the truth. They have to be led along. So there has to be a lot of theater to make this so they can, you know, it's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people. So many of these people have been arrested, tried, and executed. So what you're seeing are doubles, masks, CGI, and, you know, do you really think that's Biden you're watching? Come on. You know, his hands go through the microphones. You know, how do they broadcast Biden's inauguration hours before the event in other countries? Why is Trump still riding on Air Force One and Marine One? You know, why does the military have the football access codes to the nukes? They were never passed on. You know, why does Biden not have access to the Pentagon? You know, why were his top generals arrested and removed? You know, the Clintons are gone. Gates gone. The Queen, she went back to her reptilian origins. Pope's gone, you know, but just a few left, but their time is short. But a lot of these people are already gone. And what you're seeing is CGI in mass. They had the Pope standing up on his little pulpit up there in the Vatican, and all of a sudden it had a glitch. And the hologram, you know, disappeared. He was supposed to turn around and walk back out, and it just went off. Here the guy's standing there right on the balcony. The next minute, he's gone, you know. How'd that happen? You know, either he can bilocate, which I doubt, or it was a hologram. So anyway, the white hats and the military have it all under control. And basically, the one they salute is Trump. That's just the way it is. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, we're talking about it, you know, maintaining a republic. And we're not a democracy, we're a republic. So also look up what a republic means. Anyway, the corrupt agencies will be transformed or done away with altogether. And it will be as if God, Creator, or Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, has said enough. It is finished, followed by a great unraveling and transformation. We all have to do our part. No rock should be left unturned, and all the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops. This is all driven from an incomprehensible force the tyrants underestimated. Once done, we will join the rest of the multidimensional universe in peace, reunite with the greater family of man or woman, and technology will surface to heal humanity and restore the earth. And these are technologies that many can only dream of. I mean, we're talking beyond beds. We're talking about frequencies and healing devices and transformation devices and the ability to restore the environment and, you know, make plants grow 10 times faster and you know, stronger. So anyway, these beings that are helping us out right now, that, you know, they're flying in your skies as we speak. I mean, it's very busy up there right now. Go out at night and watch the sky. Those are not satellites. When they start powering up and flashing back to you and saying hi, that's, you know, God's army is vast. It's multidimensional and fully equipped to take out seen and unseen negative influences. And the order on high has been given, and it's time to buckle up. So basically, we've covered a lot of information. I know it can throw you into fear, but it's very important not to get into fear and not to go with this agenda, you know, and do whatever you can to stay out of that program and work on another program, because everything's going to change here, folks. It's everything. Our monetary system, our medical system, our justice system, our political system is all going to go through rapid change, and it's going to be in our highest and best good. And, you know, when you have change like this, you're going to have some chaos. So get ready for that. You know, just become sovereign, you know, in all of your needs, your food, your energy needs, your whatever else. Time to just prepare because we are going to go through a little chaos when this unfolds, but I think it's going to move pretty quickly, you know, because it's all set up. Next week, we've got Gene Decode coming on. So I want to do part two, but we'll probably pre-record that. And we're going to talk about how this is all playing out in the big picture and the beings behind the big picture, their part, how they're affecting us, you know, how the central sun is affecting us, the other suns are affecting us, the Schumann resonance. We're going to cover all that in not the next episode, but the one after that, more than likely. And so, and we can explain how we got into this predicament and how we get out of it. And we're getting a lot of help now to get out of it. So I'm not sure where we're at right now. I know we've got some time left, so I wanted to answer questions. So we're going to go to the chat for questions. And if there's any, anybody that want to ask questions about this, go ahead and fire away. I'll tell you what I know. I don't know everything, but I know what's happening on the higher dimensions. But sometimes what's happening on this dimension is so crazy and chaotic. There's so much misinformation, disinformation, especially about who's still alive and who's not, and all this stuff. It's just crazy out there. So we had to go within and go to the higher beings and ask them, okay, who's still here? And believe it or not, a lot of people are not here, and what you're seeing is theater. So on that note, do we have some questions?
Can you talk about the 5G and the connection with the jab?
Yeah, the 5G and the connection with the jab. You know, that's a little outside of my pay grade, but I do know that there is an operating system in the jab. I think there's different jabs out there, and some are worse than others, and they can be affected by outside frequencies. And you can use this 5G to totally, you know, create your little transhuman robot. And so now that's kind of a vague area, because some people are saying that this 5G network and the Starlink and everything else is part of the White Hats program. And, you know, and they said they've changed it, so it can't do what they planned for it to do. That's something I really need to go deeper into. And I do have people on the show that know about that I've had them on the show in the past that are very aware of and have done their research on how this is going to affect people. So and feel free to send me any research that is done on that, because that's a real gray area right now that can go in a lot of different directions.
Why is the Schumann so high lately?
The Schumann resonance is tied in to the central sun, and our sun is reacting to the central sun, and we're getting massive coronal mass ejections, and the next solar cycle is going to be off the scale. So it's already happening right now. We just had a couple of recent major Earth effective CMEs or solar flares, and it's all connected. It's all tied together. And the Schumann resonance is also, now there's other things involved in the Schumann resonance, because the multidimensional beings can also jump up the Schumann resonance, and they can change the frequencies of Earth and kind of massage or alter this awakening and healing process we're going through. So we're going through a highly energized place in space. The central sun is connected to all the suns. They're all going off, and the Earth is reacting to that. She's expanding. She's heating up. It has nothing to do with global warming or CO2 or all this other stuff they're trying to extract money from you with. It's a much bigger picture, and it's going to affect everything. It's altering our DNA. It's altering the bioelectric fields around our bodies. It's causing us to process old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. And anything in your fields that no longer serves you are being amplified. And it's going to be changing your DNA as well. And so it's actually a good thing. Just don't resist it and realize, you know, it's a ride that we all signed up for. But the Schumann resonance is part of it as well. And it's part of the awakening healing process. And it's a multidimensional process. And again, the forces behind this are so far beyond the tyrants, they can't even contemplate it.
Do you think the effects of the jab can be reversed?
Okay, the effects of the jab, again, I'm not a doctor, so I can't prescribe anything, but there is a lot of research on there on how to reverse the jab. And again, do your research and use critical thinking, because some things work and some things don't. Now, the top researchers have been talking a lot about CERMN, which comes from pine needles, and they're talking about a lot of other things out there. And so it's really important to go within and develop your own inner sensitivity and feel, is this what I need? Is this going to work for me? Is this in my highest and best good? Be your own doctor. Do the research, and we're really going to have to find some doctors out there. And there are quite a few that have done this research. They know what works, what doesn't work. And again, you've got to do your research on that, because, you know, I can't practice medicine or make suggestions, you know, in the medical world. That's a one-step ticket for serious problems.
Are there thought forms or beings that cause people to be confused?
So, yeah, are there thought forms or beings that cause people to be confused? Of course there are. I'm saying there are unseen negative influences and unseen positive influences working on us, and we choose which one we entertain. And so it's part of self-mastery to discern, you know, who these beings are and which ones to work with and which ones to just shut the channel off or close that door. And that's what we teach here. And so there's some basics, basically. You know, are they causing division or separation? Are they flattering you, telling you you're the chosen one? You know, are they giving you information that's really not in your highest and best good? You know, there's a lot of tools for discernment you can use. And basically, what does it feel like? If it doesn't feel right, you know, I love the old Native American sayings, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. And that's an old Cherokee saying. So, you know, and they also talk about the two wolves that are fighting inside of us. And then we have the dark wolf and the white wolf. And the young boy saying, you know, grandfather, which wolf is going to win? They said, the one you feed. So, you know, if we feed the white wolf, that's where we're going to go. But we need to be, you know, enlightened or in knowledge of the dark side, our own shadow side, and heal it and clear it and know it exists. Evil exists. You can't dismiss that. It's been around for millions of years on this planet, and it's been throughout the galaxy. There are evil beings, seen and unseen, at play, and they've chosen that path. May not be your path, you know, but they do exist. And you know, there was evil here before I incarnated, and I'm sure there'll be some evil, a lot less after I cross over. So it exists in and of itself, and a lot of the New Age teachings are incorrect when they say, if you see evil, it's within you, and ignore it, you know, just turn a blind eye to it. No, we need to address it. And that's why evil has come so far with what they're doing. I mean, the evils that's done in those tunnels and, you know, underneath the White House and other places are beyond your imagination. Again, there are people, seasoned police and seasoned, you know, military people that are just having meltdowns after seeing what's been going on down there. You know, so it's real. You know, we need to deal with it.
Do you know anything about the wars on Mars?
Been a lot of wars on Mars. And, you know, one of the worst problems with Mars was Milana or Maldek. Everybody has different names for it, but that planet actually blew up due to warring faculties. And when it did blow up, it stripped the atmosphere off of Mars and created a real mess there. So Mars was a stopping point. That other teaches to stop at Mars and the moon, which is actually a satellite. There's a time in our ancient history we had no moon, then we had two moons, and now we have one moon. And these were terraforming planets that were here, and they were taken over by some negative groups. The reptilians took them over, and now they've been taken back. So there's a big shift happening there too as well. So this has happened throughout the whole universe, but Mars is I'm sure going to be released, and you know, as all planets, it's going to be liberated, you know, during this process, all the people that are going to be liberated.
Is the virus targeting people with A-plus blood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's been a couple people asking about it, if it's targeting people with a certain blood type.
Oh, the positive. God, I'm brain farting. What is that called? Rh positive?
Yeah.
I would imagine, you know, they are targeting people with Rh positive, and because people with that kind of blood have a genetic connection to the gods, basically have a very high genetics, and they see through all the drama. They can't be hypnotized. They can't be manipulated. They can't be socially engineered. You know, they can see through it all. So yeah, of course they're targeting them. And there's a lot more than one way of targeting these groups. And so, you know, they're doing it with psychic energy. They're doing it with psychotronics. They're, you know, chemtrails, everything. They're doing everything to shut down people. And one of the biggest threats are the Rh positive people.
Is Nisara a real thing?
Wow. Nisara, Jisara, you know, I hate to date myself, but in the late 70s, you know, our package was in the mail, you know, with Nisara. And this has been going on for a long, long time. I know there is, it has been written up. It's shifted to Jisara. And supposedly certain people have signed it, but it's been blocked every time by the global elite. And I would really look into that because my personal feeling is I'm not waiting for some external force to make me rich, you know, and I really don't care about being rich. It's not important to me. Only if I have the funds, I can help others and make people's life more comfortable. And, you know, a lot of villages don't even have a well, you know, they don't have a bathroom, you know, they have no connection to the internet, which might be a good thing, you know, so maybe we skip that part of it. And, but, you know, these villages down in Mexico, a lot of the Huicho villages, you go down there and they're all telepathic. They know you're coming. They have food ready for you. You know, they, when you're hungry, they know you're hungry and it's amazing. And that's why people should work. You know, they should exist. But, you know, these things, these resets, I know there is I know we're going to be backed by gold. I know we're going to have a new currency coming out, and that's already, it's already there. It's ready to be released. It should be released very soon. I know a lot of the debt is going to be dropped, and there's going to be a whole new we're not going to have a monetary system based on debt. There's a lot of things that I'm aware of that are happening, but how that pans out, I think some people that are depending on that shouldn't be. You know, that's what I'm saying. Don't depend on that. I love that old saying, like, praise Allah, tie your camel. It'd be great for these things to happen, but right now, tie your camel. You know, do what's necessary to keep you and your family taken care of, you know, and if it happens, it's great. And, you know, you really look at what's going to come, basically. When you have a replicator, I mean, what else do you need when your energy needs can be met for free with a little box, you know, and you've got not just, you know, fuelless energy, you can turn water into fuel, that's simple. But, you know, when you've got, you know, counter gravity and anti gravity, and you've got fuelless energy and you've got a replicator, I mean, what else do you need? And so as these new technologies come in, we have to totally rethink our existence and how we interact with the earth. And these technologies will be able to restore the environment and incredible healing technologies. And these are all coming in. So we really have to kind of rethink our concept of what it means to live a spiritual life, you know, aligned with nature and an abundant life. And you know, where we're in service to humanity and nature, and all the rest will come together.
Is evil just another aspect of the creator experience in itself?
I tell you, my understanding of evil is it's miscreation, you know? And so there is universal law, and we need to operate within that law. And in a nutshell, basically, it's universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everyone. And go back to, as I said before, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. And get back to the basics. But there are beings that are predatory. They live on the energies of others. They're parasites. And in order for their world to continue, they need all the pain and suffering and chaos that feeds their world. It keeps their world in existence. And so they are being phased out. We're moving outside of their frequency. The whole galaxy is moving outside of their frequency. They're phasing out. And, you know, the Creator is omnipresent within all creation, but there are parts of creation that I would call miscreation outside of universal law. And there are beings that are soulless, and there are beings that function totally different than we do. And we need to realize they do exist.
Is Earth a trigger point for the universe?
Yeah, definitely. Earth is a trigger point for the universe. What's happened is Earth is on the outermost corner of the Milky Way. We're out in the boondocks, basically. And a lot of this other stuff is being cleaned up. There were the Great Wars in Orion, you know, where the ancient Lyrian ancestors, you know, they went to the Pleiades, the Orion system, and the Hades system. From there, they went to Earth, Mars, and Maldek or Melona, and inhabited them. But there are also other beings in the Orion system, like the Gray Alliance and the Reptilians and things like that. So there's a lot of warring going on. A lot of that's finished. A lot of that's been done. And now the remnants of the escapees from those wars, a lot of them came to Earth. And that's where a lot of this tyranny is coming from. And so some of these beings are very powerful mentally. They're spiritually backwards. They're very powerful technologically. And again, they're spiritually backwards. They're self-serving. And that's what's happening right now. The polarities between self-serving and service to others, the people that are aligned with universal law versus the miscreation that goes against universal law, those polarities are coming together right now. They're being amplified. They're coming up for everybody to see who's who and to make a choice. And that's what we're going through right now.
When do you think we will have open ET contact?
You know, to me, this is kind of funny and also almost a sore point, if I did have a sore point, but people ask, when are we going to have ET contact? I've had contact all my life. A lot of others have as well, and they've been talking about this. Some of them have been met with deadly force and have disappeared off the planet because of that contact, and others have had a lot of harassment, a lot of threats, a lot of other stuff because of bringing this information out. And you have to realize most of ufology is a controlled narrative. And they're not going to allow the benevolent side to come out. And because those aligned with Creator and the multidimensional, higher dimensional beings that are here to help, they want to extinguish that. They want to keep everything in the past. And they want to keep everything evil and dark and abductions and where all those things exist. It's just a little, you know, it's a blip in the system considering the benevolent side. So the malevolent side is very weak and very small compared to the benevolent side, which is coming in right now and cleaning that out. So there is a Gray Alliance. There's a reptilian groups out there. There's a few others too. They're just, they just don't have our highest and best good, you know, and they're very self-serving and they're opportunists. And these influences are why we have most of the problems we have today. I'm going to talk about that, not this next week, but the following week. I'm going to cover all this who's who and how it happened. But we've been under like this draconian rule ever since Marduk made a pact with the reptilians and went against his own people. And he was one of the ancient Anunnaki. So we'll cover this, but I hope I answered that question.
How do people connect with their star families?
I love that question. How do people connect with their star families? I tell you, the first thing we need to do is heal ourselves and clear out the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. And that's what they're here to do. They're here to help us with that and empower us as an individual to make our own personal connection with Source and expand in awareness to take more in of the universal field in which we all live. And so that's their job. You know, they're like our elder brothers and sisters. They're not here to live our lives for us. They're not here to create a dependency. They don't want to be worshipped and they don't want to be demonized either. And so the best way I found is to do process-oriented therapy, release our own fear, guilt, unworthiness, and wounds and traumas. And in that process, when you go out and fill yourself full of love and joy and bliss and send it to them, they'll get it. And with the intention of, I want to have contact, and qualify that contact, say, I want to have contact with benevolent beings, you know, beings that have my highest and best good, you know, at hand. And that's basically the best way of doing it. But I'll tell you, I want to tell you, the simplest way to make contact with these Star Nation beings is to go into your bathroom, turn on the light, and look in the mirror, because the Earth has been colonized many, many times. And you are the ETs you've been waiting for, and the invasion already happened. It's called incarnation. And there are so many souls here on the planet being activated now that actually incarnated from these advanced civilizations as part of the Great Awakening. So that is going on right now. But just realize, you know, you're, make them your buds, you know, your friends. They, again, they don't want to be worshipped. They don't want to be feared. And they love that love and joy and bliss.
How do we approach and heal past wounds and trauma?
Well, we do transpersonal release sessions, which are pretty intense. And we go through any unseen negative influences affecting people. We find out who their main teacher and guide is. And then it's like, this is your life. We go in and clear childhood trauma, past life trauma. And we go into and bring in the beneficial life to help you hook up with your Star Nation families. And at the end, you get a big love feeding. So that's our process. And it's been around for 36 years intensely. And it works. It has worked for quite some time. There are other, you know, there's holotropic breath work. There's there's so many process-oriented therapies out there. And some, they all work, but some are slower than others, and some are more in depth than others, and some really go to your core issues. That's what we go right to the core issue. We don't mess around. We just go bam, 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 pull it, and get on with it. So, but there's a lot of ways that you could probably even Google process oriented therapies. You know, or Alex Bloom was just on our show, and he's a psychologist that's bringing in a lot of the new technologies for healing traumas that most of that world does not accept, you know. But and, you know, trust me, when you have a kid living out in the middle of the desert all his life that's afraid of water, afraid of drowning, or you have these child prodigies, you know, they can just pick up a violin and play it, or a guitar, or things like that, or they have full memory of their past lives, their families, the town they lived in, and they write it down, and it all exists. I mean, it's obvious that, you know, we can be affected by past lives. And, you know, some people were killed in wars and things like that, and they still bear the scars in this incarnation, you know, birthmarks and things like that. But, you know, it's real, you know, it's not just what happened in childhood, it's what happened in past lives, and some of it was off world too that we need to clear. There's a lot of ritual abuse as well that needs to be cleared. So we need to go outside the box to really clear this out.
And why have we all come here with those wounds and traumas?
Okay, why have we come to Earth? You know, basically, I just came here for the sandals. You know, they make really good sandals here on Earth, and I got caught in the conflict. No, I'm just kidding. Basically, there's so many reasons for coming here. It's not just one thing. Some of us came here to finish unfinished business, some heal some old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. Some people came here because they have relatives. They wanted to reincarnate into those families. They have loved ones. They wanted to watch over and help and come down here and help them as well. There's a lot of lost loves that need to be completed, you know, that didn't get finished. And there are people from advanced civilizations that incarnated to help, that chose to come to the Earth and bring that knowledge and wisdom and add that to the collective consciousness to help Earth in her planetary liberation and ascension. So there's many, many reasons, and everybody's individual, and some are a mix of those things. And so the trick is to go within and ask those questions and, you know, and trust your feeling, what comes with that feeling. Ask your own main teacher and guide. If you want to work with Jesus or Babaji or Buddha or Mary or Kuan Yin, you know, they can help you as well. They're archetypes, and they have that ability to help you access that. So many ways of doing it, but we all came for different reasons. And most of you watching this show came here because you are from the Star Nations, and you are here to help with the awakening, healing, and the planetary liberation.
So do you think a lot of those wounds and traumas and karma is tied to the Orion colony?
Yeah, definitely a lot of our wounds and traumas are tied to lifetimes in the fourth dimension in Orion, where the great wars happened, and wars with the reptilians and the Gray Alliance, and a lot of us are healing that. And, you know, you just mentioned Orion, people go, ugh, you know, they feel it. And so the fifth dimensional Orion beings, that was their job, is to go and heal and restore those colonies and help people, you know, shift out of what happened. And there's sixth dimensional Orions that we work with, which are their planetary liberators, the Orion Council of Light. And they're beings that went through those wars, and they're like us. And so not everything is negative out of Orion. I mean, there was a lot of negativity that happened in Orion, but some of that is trying to come in here and has been active here as well. And this is all, you know, what better people to clean this up and acknowledge it and know how it works and what it is than the people that already went through it and transcended it or were victorious and clearing this energies out of their psyche and their world, basically.
How do you get all your knowledge?
I don't want to tell my bad joke because people will take that out. So my knowledge comes from, I've been a contactee all my life. I came in to do what I'm doing. I stood before councils and fully aware of those councils before I incarnated. I had a couple near-death experiences, one at 5 years old, where Mary came to me and she spent a lot of time educating me. The only person I wanted to talk to after my second near-death experience was Jesus, because I was programmed that everything else were spooks and not to be talked to. And so I had a lot of conversations with him, and then he had introduced me to Babaji, and then I studied with yogis and masters in the yoga traditions and the Vedic traditions. And then I studied with lamas as well, was initiated there and got my lamic name. And I've been doing extensive research, and also I've had my own inner connection. So everything goes through my own inner sensitivity, and I run it through the masters. Is this right? Is this what really happened there? And I have full memory of all of my past lives. And so I've done everything. You know, I've done everything. I was a road bandit in Mexico. I was a Viking. I hacked off heads. I was master yogi. I spent a couple years as a lama. I mean, a couple lifetimes as a lama. I've done everything. And so I was a cripple in one lifetime in England. I was a prince in England and got taken out and was going to be married, but got taken out trying to protect the castle. I've been kings, you know, I've done everything from the highest to the lowest, and gained the wisdom from those experiences, and that knowledge and the other experiences is where this comes from. So, you know, I've done my homework, and after the near-death experience I had at age 25, I've got like 36 years of intense study and initiations and working with elders from all over the world, basically. I think that's it. I think we're out of time. We've got to sign off, unfortunately. I can't see Robert, so we're going to go ahead and sign off. We hit the end of the hour. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And also be sure and check out the other media. If this goes down, and most likely it will be taken down, it will be taken down right away by us, because we're going to go out to the other media. So be sure and check out Gab TV you know, Gab Social eSETI. Go to eSETI website. You can watch it there on our own channel. It's under all the channels. Just type in eSETI. I'm sure it'll pop up. So anyway, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And we'll see you in the ethers. Good night.